This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Today on Your Health, we'll hear about protecting yourself against cavities and against the flu. Treating water with fluoride is a time-tested way to help prevent or reduce cavities, but there may be another way. Sugar. Chewing gum or eating foods sweetened with a natural bacteria-fighting sugar called xylitol. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports that the trick is knowing how much you have to consume.
If you happen to check out the packaging of sugarless gum, as I am here in the supermarket checkout lane, you notice all kinds of health claims. Here I've got some Orbit, and on the back it says, helps fight cavities by strengthening teeth. Down below here there's some Trident. On the back it says, chewing Trident, which contains xylitol, helps fight cavities. So do all these health claims really hold up?
You know, it depends on how much of the active agent is in that product and how much you chew per day.
Francisco Ramos Gomez is a pediatric dentist and a professor of dentistry at UCLA. He says the popularity of sugar-free gums is an improvement, simply because when you remove sucrose, or table sugar, the agent that helps rot teeth, there's a benefit. Since gum makers have now gone one step further, adding a natural sweetener called xylitol, there's potentially even more of a benefit. Xylitol can help kill off or starve the bacteria living on our teeth.
Xylitol is an antimicrobial, so it's acting against the bacteria themselves, so it helps prevent tooth decay.
Peter Milgram is a researcher and dentist at the University of Washington, Seattle. He and his colleagues have studied how much xylitol is needed to actually knock out bacteria and prevent cavities. And he has two pieces of advice. First, glance at the ingredient list on the gum you're buying. If xylitol is the first ingredient, then there's probably enough of it to be effective. And second, chew a lot of it.
You need about 6 grams. So the typical piece of chewing gum that's sold in the United States that has xylitol in it has around a gram. So you have to chew, you know, say, at least 2 pieces 3 times a day to have any effect.
This may sound like an inordinate amount of chewing, but in Finland, school children have gotten used to it. 23-year-old Samuel Lindholm, who's now living in the U.S., says when he was growing up, his parents, dentist, and even teachers encouraged kids to chew xylitol gum after every meal.
It's healthy for your teeth when you are young. It's really good to when your teeth are still growing up and everything. So that was the reason.
Lindholm says they didn't blow bubbles, smack it around in their mouths, or make any sticky messes, at least not that he can recall. But there's been a lot of tolerance for gum in Finnish schools ever since researchers documented the preventive effect back in the 1970s. Now, for kids who are too young to chew or don't have access to good preventive care, Peter Milgram has just shown in a study of a group of toddlers in the Marshall Islands that a xylitol syrup is effective.
This was a strawberry-flavored syrup that the kids ate without any trouble, and the mother just broke off the end of the little squishy plastic tube that we put it in and squirted it on the child's teeth.
The syrup reduced the development of cavities by 50 to 70%, depending on how much kids received. Now, dentists say it's important to remember that xylitol is not a magic bullet in fighting tooth decay. Bert Edelstein of Columbia University says people should stick with the basics of good oral hygiene.
Control of the diet, the regular use of fluoride toothpaste, good ongoing supervision by a dentist.
And, of course, daily brushing. As for the claims that sugarless gums, which don't contain xylitol, may help strengthen teeth too, Edelstein says there's indirect evidence that this is true. The gum can stimulate saliva flow, which helps fight plaque. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.